brought to you by Penguin.
Private L.A. Written by James Patterson and Mark Sullivan. Read by Jay Snyder. Dedication for Betty Jane, M.S. Prologue. No prisoners. 1. It was nearing midnight that late October evening on a dark stretch of beach in Malibu. Five men, lifelong surfers, lost souls, sat around a fire blazing in a portable steel pit set into the sand. The multi-million dollar homes up on the fragile cliffs showed no lights save security bulbs. Waves crashed in the blackness beyond the firelight. The wind was picking up, temperature dropping. A storm built offshore. Facing the fire, four of them with their backs to surfboards stuck in the sand. The men sipped Coronas, passed and sucked on a spliff of Humboldt County's finest.
Bomber weed, NP,
choked Wilson, who'd done two tours in Iraq and had come home at 26, incapable of love and responsibility, good only for getting high, riding big waves, and thinking profound thoughts.
With that hit, I most assuredly have achieved total clarity of mind. I can see it all, dog. The whole cosmic thing.
Sitting in the sand across the fire from Wilson, hands stuffed in the pouch pocket of his red L.A. Lakers hoodie, N.P. wore reflector sunglasses despite the late hour. He smiled at Wilson from behind his glasses and scruffy beard, his nostrils flaring, his longish, straw-blonde hair fluttering in the wind.
I second that emotion, Wilson,
N.P. said, and flicked the underside of his cap so it made a snapping sound. His voice was hoarse and hinted at a southern accent.
Wish I could have scored weed that righteous in the go-go days before the crash, said Sandy dreamily as he passed along the joint. I would have seen all, slayed the markets, and lived a life of wine, women, song, and that beautiful herb you so graciously brought into our lives, N.P.
Sandy had lost it all in the Great Recession. Brentwood house, trophy wife, big job running money. These days he tended day bar at the Malibu Beach Inn.
Those days are frickin' long gone, said Grinder,
barrel-chested, dark tan, dreads.
Like ancient history, bro. No amount of pissing and moaning about it gonna bring back your stack of Benny Franklins or my board shop.
Hunter, the fourth surfer, was stubble-haired and swarthy. He scowled, hit the spliff, said,
Ass backward wrong as usual, Grinder. You want to bring back that stack of Benjamins, Sandy?
Sandy stared into the fire.
Who doesn't?
Hunter nodded toward N.P. before handing him the roach.
Like Wilson was saying, N.P., this weed brings perfect vision.
N.P. smiled again, took the roach and ate it, said,
What do you see?
Hunter said,
Okay, so like we rise up and storm Congress, take them all hostage, and hole up in there, you know, the House chamber.
We do it the night of the State of the Union address, so they're all in there to begin with. President, generals, frickin' Supreme Court, too. Then we make the whole sorry bunch of them hit this weed hard enough and long enough they start talking to each other, getting stuff done, tending to business instead of bitching and crying and blaming about who spent the biggest stack and for what.
Speaker of the House hitting it?
Wilson said, laughed. Grinder chuckled.
Yeah, on the bong with that sourpuss senator's always trying to shove his morals up your ass. That man would be in touch with his inner freak straight up then. Not a bad idea,
Sandy said, brightening a bit.
A stone Congress just might get the country going again.
See there? Total clarity,
Wilson said, pointing at N.P. before getting a puzzled expression on his face.
Hey, dog. Where you come from anyway?
N.P. had showed up about an hour ago, said he'd take a beer or two if they wanted to partake of the best in the state. Cannabis cup winner for sure. Smiling now, N.P. turned his sunglasses at Wilson.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?